This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's Bob and Doug McKenzie. Doug's over there. Wait, that's Super Doug or is that Super Don? And this is not Bob. This is Robert Scott Bell. I'm in Canada. I'm so confused. This is Rachel Parent, Bob Hi. And Doug McKenzie's younger sister, apparently. Right? Do you remember them? They're the Canadian people that we Americans laugh at.
Yeah.
You're not like you, though, right?
No. I think I'm a little bit different.
You're definitely a little different. But I'm in Canada. I'm feeling good. I got a lot of warm hearts surrounding me. My buddy Mark picked me up today. We went around Toronto. I had a nice organic meal to start the day at a place called Fresh. Have you ever eaten there?
I have. Fresh. I love the food, yeah.
So I've got Rachel Parent from Kids Right to Know. And last couple of years at the Total Health Show, we've been kind of cross from one another in the events booth. And we get to sneak preview the Total Health today together. Live from Toronto this evening. Normally we have the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, but Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, was not available to go live tonight, and I couldn't pre-record because I'm in Toronto. So he's like, hey, take the night off, and we're going to be here at the CSI, Center for Social Innovation. Center for Social Innovation. And your kids' right to know, Rachel, it's worked out of the Center for Social Innovation?
Yeah, the Center for Social Innovation has been amazing for us. We've been able to work out of the space and be able to hold meetings and also be able to connect with other groups that are working on similar things and networks. So it's been such an amazing community and network to be able to be a part of.
Yeah, so Rachel's quite the activist from a very young age. She's got a global following, and rightly so, for speaking up and kids' right to know what's in their food. And, of course, a friend from Jeffrey Smith, who we had on last week, and he'll be with us at the Total Health event as well. And, so tonight, we're just going to go on an adventure. Some of it's going to be previewing what you're going to be doing at the event. We'll talk about. And then we've got questions of the day galore coming through. And I'll see what we can do to answer them. And those of you watching on YouTube, again, you get to see the show is much nicer looking tonight because Rachel is here. It's not just a bunch of, some guys. Super Don, are you there? You got your ears on? You got your microphone on?
My ears are on and my microphone is on, yes.
All right. So Super D is here holding the fort. He sent me a bunch of good, great stories to cover as well. And I will sneak preview for those that love watching this on YouTube simulcasting. People are joining us now. We are going live tomorrow night in the Toronto, I don't know, Exhibition Center, what it's called, wherever the convention center is.
Metro Toronto Convention Center.
Thank you.
No problem. I got you.
She's got me. I can hardly think of my own name right now. Rachel is here, and it's all good. And so we're going to be there for the Total Health, and they have, I think, 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock local hours. It's going to be open Friday, so you can sneak preview the show and come join us there on the booth. We'll be live from the booth tomorrow as well, planning to simulcast. So that's exciting. Now, before we get totally into the Total Health event coming up, Rachel, you hosted, from what I understand, you planned 2 months to do an Earth Day festival here in Toronto.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, I've never organized an event like this, and my team has never organized an event like this, so it was very last minute. We decided to organize this Earth Day event 2 months before.
Did anybody tell you it takes a year to put on an event like that?
Well, that was the main comment we got when we were trying to book the venue. We booked it at Nathan Phillips Square, so it was a huge place, and we were really interested in getting as many speakers as possible to come out and to talk about issues, but not only that, provide solutions to the audience, because we can talk about these problems all we want, but unless we find real solutions, real things that we can all do, all be a part of, nothing will get changed. So that's what it was really focused on, and definitely about climate change and the solutions we can all take.
But you're all about, let's say, not waiting for entities out there to do it.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, it was an interesting story we covered the other day on the show. I don't know if you remember the Superdome. It was about those who are skeptical of climate change are actually doing more to protect the environment than those who
more
believe everything.
Yeah.
They're more eco-friendly. Yeah. The people that carry a healthy skepticism, because they're also not under the illusion that someone else is going to do it, whatever it is, right? And I respect that immensely. And I think we talked about critical thinking skills. We must have them.
Yep.
And there are, let's just say, you've been involved in this for a number of years, and you've had to grow up fast. There are entities, global, multinationals, corporations that kind of glom onto movements and corrupt them for their own personal gain. So you have to be so careful of who you work with and how you navigate this.
100%. And I mean, when I'm talking about climate change and solutions, on my end, I'm talking more about factory farming and the industrial agriculture side of things, and how actually through helping, you know, really nurture our soils and bring back healthy soil, we can actually reverse climate change through soil sequestration and carbon sequestration.
Mm-hmm.
So we can absorb this excess carbon from our atmosphere and bring it back into the soil where it really belongs. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of climate change and the solutions that we can all be a part of. Like growing a community garden, you're already being a part of the solution to climate change by taking care of your soils and by growing plants and trees. So
right. Well, and these terms, whether it been global warming or climate change, have been so hijacked that every time you hear it, it's polarizing.
Oh, for sure.
And so to take it where you're going, I respect immensely, because it's like, I want to eat yummy, delicious, organic food.
Yep.
That's all she's talking about.
Exactly.
You want to eat well? Listen to Rachel Parent. We get to go out and enjoy their, you know, so the point is, again, by doing things differently, again, the skeptics, we said, are actually doing more than those who just say, yeah, it's real, but I don't feel out to do anything. Well, let the government do it. It's like, forget that noise. Grow your own food. Plant a little garden on your side, your front, the back of the house, a windowsill, for goodness sake. Get connected to the source of where your food comes from. Get closer and closer and closer to it. Because how long will the oil be available at the price that people can afford, if that's the case, to deliver the food right on demand from places across the country or across the globe? When that stops happening, you better be a fan of The Walking Dead, because you're going to have to know how to survive, and that show will show you how, apparently.
For sure, and get to know your farmers, too, and try and buy organic and regenerative food as much as possible, because that's the real way to make change. I mean, vote with your dollar. We all have that power.
So your lecture on total health, and I think I have it up. If Super Don, did you connect that in the show notes? I've got it up here in my computer. It talks about being overfed and undernourished.
Yes.
Super Don, is that you? Overfed, undernourished? Just checking.
Overfed, undernourished. Well, it has been in the past on occasion, sure.
Well, Ty Bollinger, our buddy, is right now up there at an organic free-range cricket farm. I don't know what that's sequestering, but supposedly it's, again, lower on the food chain, less involved in terms of environmental resources to produce proteins and B15s and B12s, whatever, as I always throw them all out there. But the idea is, again, thinking outside of the food box, you know, how do we do this? How do we feed so many people at a point where we become so totally reliant on oil-based foods, petrochemicals to grow foods? It's not sustainable, but even if it were, it's not healthful. Ultimately, we've driven our whole species into chronic disease, which used to be a rarity. Now it's commonplace.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, even when we're supporting, you know, for instance, I'm vegetarian, and I know so many vegetarians and vegans out there who are trying to buy, you know, food that is not impacting the climate. But what a lot of people aren't realizing is that even by supporting something like soy, it's contributing to the deforestation of our Amazon and our rainforest. So it's about realizing the impact that your food has, not just on your health, but, you know, globally and for future generations. It's not just about the instant gratification of what we're eating today.
Yeah. Soy for boys who'd rather be girls. Just saying. Read it. It's in the scientific journals. Anyway, Kids Right to Know. Is it kidsrighttoknow.com?
Kidsrighttoknow.com.
Yeah. And you can follow Rachel on Twitter at at Rachel's News, and we're at our RSL
Media. Hit me
up. Yeah, absolutely. Follow up on her, and she's doing great work out there. And we got a lot more to do here in Toronto this weekend. Now, again, if it gets cold, I'm going to ask your dad to bring me a jacket right this weekend, just in case I didn't dress warm enough. But so far, it looks like it'll be mild. It'll be all right, and we'll be inside most of the weekend anyway, so I won't get to see much of the outdoors after today, which I enjoyed. We sat out at the restaurant called Fresh on what street was it? Spadina Street. And so we were sitting out there. It was windy, clouds rolled, but then the sun would come and I'd be soaking it up. I mean, I've missed it already. I'm, you know, a little further north than I'm used to. So it was great to get out there in the sun. And it was such a big organic bowl of something that I don't know if I'm going to have any room for food after the show, but just in case, maybe we'll think about that.
It was a bowl of something? You don't know what it was?
What did we have? It was a Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Don. It was a Super Bowl, and it was filled with all kinds of goodies. Goodness.
A bowl of something.
Vegetables, and I think we did this. Okay. I asked for the rice, and they gave me the soba noodles.
See, the way you're describing it now sounds more appetizing than the original description.
It wasn't sounding good the way I described it?
I mean, it wasn't great.
I mean, really, me and Andrew Zimmern on the Food Network Travel, I mean, I got this food thing down.
A bowl of stuff.
It wasn't durian. Nobody ran away going, ooh, yeah, what was that smell?
And it wasn't crickets either.
Huh? It wasn't crickets. No, it was a vegetarian meal. And I'm very full, just so you know. I'm very full. I know doesn't look like it, but I am. I ate well. So let's see, Super D, any updates that we got going on? I mean, every time I travel like this, and I was home for a day and a half from New York City. Oh, and this is the cool thing. Carol Alt, the supermodel from the 80s, 90s, she wrote books on raw food. She's a good buddy of mine. And we walked from Tribeca to the Lower East Side in Manhattan and found this awesome place called Rawsome Treats. All organic, raw desserts.
That was great.
So, yeah, great. And I didn't have any breakfast that day. It was lunchtime. She puts out, and the woman that runs it is a Muay Thai fighter. She could kick my butt, and she's all raw and organic. I'm like, oh, man, don't tell me you can't get fit on this stuff, right? And so she brings us this plate of all these things. I'm like, I'll never be able to eat all that. That's dessert, right? No added sugar. It's just all whole foods. I was saturated for the whole day, did a lecture and everything on it, and, man, it is amazing. If you've never eaten food that good, you don't know. And even I was suspicious. It's dessert? Come on.
It's amazing what dessert for breakfast can do for you.
Oh, it did a lot for me. I was very happy. In fact, I might go to New York just for that. I mean, honestly, I'm not a big New York fan, even though I'm from there originally. But for that, I could go back. And Carol's a good friend, so we had a good time there. So organic food. Again, a big part of this, and our buddy Jeffrey Smith talked about it. You know, GMOs, the only way you can guarantee it's not GMO is you got to go organic at this point because they've infiltrated every other area of the food supply.
Yep. Oh, it's such a big problem. And, I mean, not even just GMOs. We're seeing issues with glyphosate, for instance, which is widely spread. It's the number one herbicide in the entire world right now. There are 300 million pounds of glyphosate sprayed in the U.S. alone.
Unbelievable. And none of it's good for you. There are no children that have a deficiency of glyphosate, okay? No animals either. Folks, we've got to clean up our act, and we got a lot of help tonight to do that. Rachel Parent is here from Kids Right to Know. Check it out. If you're not watching us on video, you're missing a great treat. And thanks to my friend Tanya Sermon from CSI here in Toronto. Questions of the day coming up next. Do I have a tattoo? I don't think so, but there's a question about one. After this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, normally when I'm in the States, I'll add to that intro and I'll say, and giving them a swift kick in the aspirin. Right? But I'm in Canada, and people are too nice here. They would never do that, would they? They wouldn't. No, I don't think so.
I mean, we might be getting there, but we're a little bit
there?
Too polite for now.
Right? Yeah. I did notice. Let me get this a little
That
closer.
Wouldn't be okay. Offensive at all?
What I did notice when my buddy Mark and I were sitting out at the cafe fresh, having our organic vegetarian meal. It was awesome. But there were people honking like it was New York City. So so there's some impatient Canadians.
Our politeness doesn't transfer to driving. There's still very much road rage.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's Bob and Doug McKenzie when you need them, right? They were polite Canadians, I think, weren't they? My memory serves. They were drunk Canadians. Never mind. Okay. I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. That's right. What am I thinking? All right, we don't have the theme for the question of the day, but Super Don, you can hum it or something, and we can start our first question of the day, see where we end up.
Or you could just go to the question.
Okay, don't play along.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here's the first question of the day from Masha. I thought it said Marcia. It says Masha. Or Masha. I don't know, Masha. But hello, Robert. What are your thoughts on tattoo removal? You know, Masha, my thoughts are don't get a tattoo in the first place. I know that it's a little late, but that's if you ask me. On removal, we're going to get to that in a moment. Recently, there have been a lot of articles published on Natural News and other health websites about scary realities of getting a tattoo. But what should those of us who already have tattoos do? Okay, you know, the scary reality of a tattoo is a lot of the ink contains heavy metals.
Yep.
And so residual minute amounts of heavy metals adding to the environmental burden from out here, breathing, eating. It's just which one of those things tips you over the top, right? And what was it, Mark, you were telling me you were on the plane the other day and some famous Canadian celebrity from like one of the Bachelor shows was on and they asked him, how come you don't have a tattoo? And what was his answer?
He said, you don't put stickers on a
Lamborghini, right? Well, I think it's funny. Maybe somebody will say that's egocentric, but think about it in terms of this temple, this gift, right? I always said, you know, if you want a tattoo, why don't you get a temporary one? Who would want the same tattoo that they got in their 20s or teens when they're 70 or 80? I just think that you have these things, or whether it be henna or stickers, you go, hey, this is cool for now. I'm going to shift my perspective. That's my perspective on it. Then I'm not going to be the same then. And I don't think, I mean, for me, permanency. Now, okay, if it was permanent and non-toxic, fine. I'm not saying you can't. You don't have the right to do it. It's your body. But the concern now that we're raising is the toxicity. And we have a whole lot of things that are compromising our immune system. Why do we need one extra thing? So you have, what, 10 tattoos?
Right? Oh, yeah, all over. I've got a sleeve.
I think if you had gone to your mom and dad, Mom, I want a tattoo, says non-GMO, what would Mom have said?
Oh, she's going like
no
this to me.
Way.
No
way. You ain't getting that. But, no, it was not my – I'm too nerdy anyway. As if it's cool to have a tattoo, I don't know. But it's like how the perception is. But, you know, recognizing the toxicity, if you do this laser removal, you know, the question I have – and, Super Don, did you find out if this is like Star Trek laser removal? I mean, does it vaporize the ink too?
It doesn't disappear and vaporize or anything. What happens is the laser – it break, because what happens when people get a tattoo, you know, and I actually have one. I got one many, many years ago. They fade over time, and what happens is when you get the tattoo, the body recognizes it as a foreign substance, especially heavy metals, right?
Yeah.
And that the reason why it fades over time is because the immune system attacks it
and tries to
get rid of it. Right. So what happens with the laser is it goes in and breaks up the bigger particles that are left in the tattoo, and the immune system eventually will carry it out of the body. So the laser just basically breaks it up into small
pieces. Makes it more accessible.
Pieces.
Okay.
Right.
So Masha, in this case, and by the way, she's from Deutschland. That's why I didn't recognize the name Germany. We call it Deutschland, right? So when you have this thing breaking it up, right, the laser removal, it's going to free it up so that it's accessible by your own body cells for detox pathways. So what we're going to encourage you to do, if you haven't already figured this out, is to increase your selenium levels. Go on more organic whole foods that are really rich in nutrients and minerals, because that's what your body uses to create the substances that carry, like glutathione and metallothionines, that'll be carried through your liver to excrete primarily via the colon, some through the filtration of the kidneys. But those heavy metals are very hard on the kidneys. So we want to stay hydrated as well. I encourage you, and Paul Bertero, I know you're in Deutschland, but if you're coming to Canada, in fact, there's Echo Germany. You can get an Echo water system. The molecular hydrogen will help facilitate that out of the body, accelerate, because hydration is key for all of the detox processes.
For sure.
Including out here in the big environment that we're trying to clean up. I'm going to drink some water right now since I talked to you. We've got, hey, this is Rachel.
Hey.
Rachel, you're doing awesome. Thank you for being here. We got more questions of the day coming up. If you're dizzy, stay tuned. I'm going to tell you how to get undizzy.
Okay.
Undizzy? Yeah, that's a word. I just made it up. You're no longer dizzy. But you're sleepy because, well, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got an awesome co-host tonight in Rachel Parent, Kids
Hello.
Right to Know. What? You're my co-host officially tonight.
Yeah, okay.
First time
I'm
ever.
Honored.
Listen, usually it's a hit and run with you. You don't have a lot of time. I'm so honored that you're like, we're coming.
We only
hang
see
out.
Each other once a year.
Yeah.
So this is like to
really
spend
cool.
2 hours in this room is a miracle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, yeah, co-hosting tonight, Rachel Parent. And... you know, on the environmental stuff, the organic standards, Mike Adams, the health ranger, has talked about that they don't necessarily test for heavy metals, interestingly enough. So, you know, you could say no pesticides, but like stuff coming from, if you're important from China. Talk to me about how ridiculous it is that we're buying food from China. Come on. We can't produce our own food. Yeah. But the idea that we could take those standards up and say, you know what? It's not just about pesticides. There are other things that are harming our health.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we need to be conscious of that, too. I mean, more and more we started seeing articles coming out about arsenic in rice, for instance. That's a really clear example. So being conscious of what foods have heavy metals and doing research, I think that's the biggest part. Like, everybody go home, do some research, find out exactly what you're putting in your bodies, and be aware of what that could do to yourself, but also to the environment.
Right. Now, my daughter's gone to school, and this last year was the first year, like, we would have to provide her with, you know, obviously all of her food because we're all organic and stuff. And it was the first time, like, at Girl Scouts, when they did their trip, and we said, you know, how long have we gone? What do we need to send her with? Oh, no, we're going all organic this trip. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, no, this year her Girl Scout troops did that. So it was like, wow, that was an amazing shift. So yeah. Things are, but there's still a long way to go, whether it be in the school systems or whether it be in churches and synagogues and mosques, you know, when you're having your get-togethers and your potlucks or your barbecues, your cookouts. I mean, enough with the GMO fried chicken. There's got to be, a consciousness shift there as well, because wherever these large groups gather, especially if you care about the health of the people that you're working with, why aren't we communicating more about food in terms of spirit and food, right? How does it feed your body, your mind, your soul, all of that? And I know from my own experience, the reason I do what I do is it's pretty selfish. I feel better when I eat well. I got my old age diseases out of the way first. I didn't know. That's what I was doing. But ever since that I made that switch at the age of 24, now more than double that, I'm not going to tell you, but it's old. I feel younger. I can do things I couldn't do as a young. I don't have the fatigue I had. I mean, there's so many things that have changed. And, you know, it's really cool. I'm watching my kids grow up with a healthier option, right? Never had any antibiotics or anything. My son just graduated. He went to States doing pole vaulting from high school. I mean, he's a very, very good athlete. And, I see the potential for these next generations that are eating well, much different than when I grew up.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're growing up in the age of having more options than ever. I mean, when I was younger, organic was nowhere to be found. Like, when I first started in this movement, I was 12. And you go to your average grocery store and you spend 3 hours trying to find, you know, food that may be organic and there wasn't proper certification. And now just in the past 5-6 years, it's exploded. I mean, this isn't the best example, but you go to Costco and it's everywhere. And that tells you how much the movement is shifting to see organic foods in Costco. So it's growing and it'll continue to grow as we're seeing our food more in danger than ever with GMOs and, you know, genetic engineering and all of these problems with pesticides and herbicides.
The one thing I talked with Jeffrey Smith about last week, and I know he's going to bring up this weekend, I think he's also debuting his film about
Secret Ingredients.
Secret Ingredients.
Yeah.
It's that the GMO people, if I can call them people, I think they're pod people from another planet, because it's crazy what they do to the people of this planet. And if they eat their own stuff, I'd be surprised. But that they're altering the way through CRISPR technology and other technologies where they're being able to not lawfully and rightfully and correctly claim, but that from the legal system, the way they're maneuvering it to say that it's not really GMO.
Well, with gene editing, because they're not adding extra genes to it, they're calling it, you know, organic in its own right. And the problem is it's going to be more and more difficult to tell what foods are actually truly organic and truly healthy for us and which ones have been, you know, edited in some lab. And we don't know the long-term consequences of what this could do to ourselves and the environment.
Yeah, no, that's the unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Read Michael Crichton, Jurassic Park, all these things. He gets it and he wrote it in a fictionalized way, but we need to realize that nature always finds a way. And that's the good news, too, as you make these corrections, despite the way I was raised medically, pharmaceutically on polluted food, I was able to undo the damage, despite the environment not getting cleaner in my lifetime.
Yep.
That it says a lot about the nature of nature, the resilience of the natural world. If we honor it and obey it, you know, kind of really bring that into our everyday being, we can overcome seemingly insurmountable odds.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, there is hope. I get so many people that come up to me and they say, why do you even try, Rachel? I mean, so many huge corporations out there. But at the same time, we've reached this low. We have climate change and, you know, environmental degradation and all of these big problems people are worried about. But, you know, we can't go any further down. We only have up to go from here, and we just need more people to get involved and more people to be ready to take action, because at the end of the day, it's up to each and every one of us.
Yeah, and as soon as we're off the air, of course, Rachel's going to go, we're doomed, Robert. There's no way we're out. No, she doesn't.
I'm a very positive person,
yeah,
I swear.
And I know people go, how is it? Again, you get that. It's like, why? You can't fight City Hall, this concept. Like, look, don't fight them. Just withdraw from them and their energy and just start co-creating a better life, right? And in that way, when people see, hey, man, it's a little better over there. It's possible. Look, she's doing it. I can do it, right? Then it transforms the consciousness of the people, because they can no longer be, you know, hidden from the reality that you've out-created the bad guys.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on the negative, focus on regenerating our soils, our biodiversity, nature. Focus on regenerating your own health and your body, and that's the most that we can do. As well as, we need everybody to get out there and sign petitions and get on the streets and march. We need people to be active. To be on Facebook, and I mean, we have slacktivists, people who are on social media all the time.
That's all I have to do.
Exactly. And people really believe that they're activists if that's all they do. But at the end of the day, like, that's not what is going to make the entire change. We do need people out there creating awareness, but you need to do more than that. Get a petition rolling, join a march, grow a community garden, get involved with local organizations. There's so much that you can do.
Super Don, you slacktivist. No, you're not. He's actually helping us to foment change through this radio show.
Exactly.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Start a radio show. There you go.
I'm still asking him to plant. Did you start your container garden yet, Super D? Has it gotten warm enough yet?
Not yet. I'm getting there. I got to clear out a bunch of all weeds, right, and stuff.
I'm gonna Photoshop a picture with you on your forehead. It'll be tattooed slacktivist until you do.
That's great. That's great.
You know, I'm pretty good with Photoshop too, you know.
I know, that's the danger. That. You're way better at it than me. I take it back. I won't do that. All right, we got another question of the day coming in, this time from Cynthia. She says, hello, Robert and Super Don. I'd like to ask you fellows a question. I woke up early one morning with a severe case of vertigo. Have you ever woken up dizzy?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah,
my gosh. All right, so I'm going to ask you what you did. But this woman says, x-ray and CAT scan, glad I take iodine, right, to counteract that. We're all clear, and I'm not on any prescriptions, and never have I had a flu shot. I'm 64 years old. It's been a month now, and I'm still trying to get back to, quote-unquote, normal, she says. I've just started taking silica, selenium, and chromium. She's doing the whole food form, though, by the way, not the synthetic, the 100% whole food form. And eat pretty clean and organic, though no one is perfect. Oh, come on. What do you mean no one's perfect?
Yeah, he's perfect, obviously.
Excuse me. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. I try, though. All right, so I've just started. So would you happen to have any suggestions? Maybe certain she says homeopathics. It's homeopathics. What are you insinuating that I could take? P.S., thanks for all you two do. I listen to the show every day, especially when driving. In fact, I bookmarked a few because they're so good and never go out of date. That is why the show needs no preservatives. I'm not kidding. We don't have any artificial preservatives on this show because the show doesn't ever go bad. But thank you for acknowledging that, Cynthia. So the homeopathic remedy for vertigo, most indicated, is Cocculus. C-O-C-C-U-L-U-S. Cocculus. That is the homeopathic remedy. Most indicated. Now, a lot of times people will have vertigo if they're hypoglycemic. That's possible. Orthostatic hypotension. If you wake up and you get up really fast and, whoa, you get dizzy, it's just because the blood pressure hasn't, you know, brought the blood back and balanced everything out. But if you've got an ongoing case of vertigo, I recommend a really good doctor of chiropractic, like Dr. Daryl Joffrey, my buddy in New York City, or someone that knows what they're doing, because literally any of these vertebrae can be out of whack, causing neurological interface that causes the impact. Now, could be ear inflammation, ear infection, sinus stuff. It's all related, ear, nose, and throat. So there are a number of things happening. But, Rachel, when you had a dizziness, was it a severe issue? Was it a food issue? What happened?
I think it was a food issue. I was traveling quite a bit at that point, and I wasn't getting enough iron. And because I'm vegetarian, that's pretty easy. So I believe that it was an iron issue, and I took iron, and it seemed to all level out.
Did you find 100% whole food source for iron?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah,
excellent.
I did.
Now, copper is also another thing when you're dealing with iron, because iron is not metabolized properly without the presence of copper.
Yeah.
And vegetarians, that's another thing, copper deficiency. Can you do bee pollen, or is that considered a no-no?
That's for vegans, it's not an issue. I still have honey. And
okay, because bee pollen is a great source of copper, dietary copper, just as another aspect. Super Don, I got to ask, have you ever been dizzy?
Well, of course, yes.
Well, of course. Did you say all the time or just occasionally?
I think everybody. No, I'm not always dizzy, but sure. I've been dizzy from time to time, you know. Yeah, I know that, quite often when people are dealing with vertigo, it can also be an inner ear thing.
Yeah, I mentioned the ear. That's right.
Yeah, so that's not very uncommon. But I've never had vertigo. I mean, you know, outside of spent too many times going round and round on the roller coaster type of vertigo. I've done that before.
Yeah, that's different. But you come back and you settle in. But a good doctor of chiropractic or an osteopath, if they know how to manipulate you properly, can really help you set this thing straight there. Now, final story of this segment. We do have a Canadian zoo story coming up I'm excited about. When I was doing a training with this distribution group up here in Toronto earlier today, it was a group of men and women, and I said, first of all, you need to know you're all on birth control pills. Wait, they're like, what do you mean? We don't take birth control pills. I said, are you drinking the water from the tap? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you understand that everybody who's on a drug eventually metabolizes it and urinates it back out into the municipal system? And when they treat it with chlorine or add fluoride, all this other garbage, they do not filter out drug molecules. So you could be on birth control. You could be on Prozac. I'm telling you, this is a very serious issue. This story talks about a 65% increase in the environmental water due to the humans and animals that are being fed these drugs by the year 2050. Another reason we got to clean up our environment.
Oh, for sure. And we need to get healthier.
Yeah. And Rachel Parent's helping us do that today. Live from CSA, Center for Social Innovation, my good buddy Tanya Sermon developed this amazing, amazing thing. And we got a Canadian story about a bear. If a bear... No, I won't ask that question on the air. When we come back live from this next segment, we'll talk about a Canadian bear and why the bear was fined or the owner of the bear was fined. We're going to find that out. Stick around. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
I just enjoy the music.
I know.
Well, what are we doing here? We're in Canada and having a great time with my friend Rachel Parent and looking forward to the weekend here called Total Health. We've been doing this my third year. How many years have you been coming back to this?
I believe it's my fifth year.
Fifth year, right? So she's a veteran, so I seek out advice every time I come. Well, what did I miss? What do I need to do? And we have a good time. But she's got that youthful energy because she is youthful. She is of that generation that is that transitional that can help correct the mistakes of the elders.
I think we all need to work together at this point. You know, at the end of the day, we all share this planet. Us, the youth, have the power and the drive to make a difference, but we do need advice and we do need guidance from other generations. And at the end of the day, we all share this planet. So we all have to work together. We all have to make a difference. And It's up to all of us.
Yelling at grandma and grandpa is not going to help. I'm just saying. Work together. Help. Remind them. Hey, you used to have a garden, didn't you? Come on, let's do it again. You'll stay youthful by doing some more of that. So let's see what we got. Oh, wait, we got a zoo story from Canada.
Yes.
Let's talk animals in Canada, okay? Now, do you have a bear at home?
Oh, yeah, I have many.
She has many. No, you don't have any bears at home. Maybe a teddy bear, perhaps. But apparently, again, this is one of the... Super Don sends me stories about Florida all the time. We call it Florida, because there's some crazy stuff that happens in Florida. Finally, something crazy happened in Canada. A zoo has been charged with taking a bear out for ice cream. They've been fined for this. Fined for this. Now, I'm looking at the story here, and it turns out they took this this young bear cub, a grizzly apparently, out of Alberta. Is that in Canada?
Yes, it is.
Alberta. Calgary, yep. Alberta. I remember that. Okay. And so they took the bear outside without authority. But you know the worst thing about this is not that they took the bear out. It's that they took him to the Dairy Queen instead of fresh.
I know. Giving them terrible food. I mean, why Dairy Queen?
That's what bothers me about this story. I mean, if you're going to take the bear out, at least give them some good organic fare. I mean, they eat berries, for goodness sake. They don't need ice cream from Dairy Queen from RBGH-infested cows. That's not good. So, but they didn't find them for that reason, just for taking them out. I mean, you got to take the bear out, right? So if a bear eats ice cream in the woods... Is it? No, okay, never mind. I said I wasn't going to go there. I just went there. I'm so bad. I'm so bad. Well, I will tell you, I'll be lecturing on Saturday at Total Health. Which day are you lecturing?
I'm on Sunday.
Sunday, okay. So Saturday I'll talk about the immune system. I always like to talk about the immune system. Sunday, I think it's like 5, like the last lecture, I'll be talking about neurological degradation. You're going to be talking about overfed and undernourished.
Yeah, so speaking a little bit more about GMOs, our food system, and touching a lot on glyphosate as well, because glyphosate is not just sprayed on genetically modified crops, it's sprayed on about 70 other crops, including, you know, chickpeas, soy, lentils. So, you know, the list is very, very large. You can look up the list. There's about 70 crops approved for glyphosate spraying.
Do you have that on your website?
I don't know if I have it on the website, but you can find it very easily if you look it up. 70 crops approved for glyphosate spraying. And actually, you know what? I'll post it to my website.
Sure.
Makes it easier.
Yeah. And that's kidsrighttoknow.com. Yeah, so you can go there. And I'm just thinking about this bear, this poor bear that was fed ice cream. It's just it's not right. Don't take him to Dairy Queen. Take him to the Total Health Show. There's going to be a lot of good organic food there.
We could use a bear at the Total Health Show.
A bear hug. We do bear hugs there. We really do. It's a good thing. No claws out, of course. But this is the kind of cool stuff that's going to be happening at the event. Jeffrey Smith will be there. Are you going to do any of the panels, or are you just doing
I'm just speaking
this year?
On Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll be doing some more live radio at the event. So, and you're welcome to co-host anytime. We're having a good time. We're just getting warmed up, folks. It's just the warm-up here as we get ready for the weekend. And if you're, I don't know where people are coming in from all over. If they're driving in from Detroit, people do that. They come across.
People come from super far, all over Canada. It's an amazing show. It's been on for over 40 years now.
40 years.
Yeah.
Decades this show has been going on. So come on down, see us, and there'll be lots of things, including the silver I'm spraying. There'll be a lot of access to that. And Echo Water, Paul Bertero, my good buddy, he's going to have the molecular hydrogen water, so you'll be able to seriously hydrate and feel what it's like to, you know, flood the body with hydrogen, how it facilitates so many positive and powerful metabolic actions that are really good. You know, including super activating the minerals that now you're getting because you're listening to Rachel Parent and you're starting to eat food that actually has minerals in it.
Perfect.
With that, we're going to be taking a break for the top of the hour news break. I don't know if I can play any music for y'all watching on YouTube, but if you want to watch on YouTube, RSL Media Channel. Remember Twitter at RSL Media. Rachel Parent is at Rachel's News on Twitter, and you can find her there as well. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. I don't know how we're going to get through it. Well, I know. I'll throw it just to Rachel. She'll cover the rest.
Oh, great.
You
Thank
are
you.
Ready.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.